Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, universe, and this be the bee, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy, on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, people, happiness. And today, for you and all you nursing people, whether you want to be a nurse, or you're in nursing school, or you are a nurse, or you're a CNA, or a Candace Strapper, or you're a volunteer in the nursing field, or you're a healthcare worker, or you're a caregiver, or you're a guardian or somebody, or you're a mother. Because mothers are little nurses, too. They just don't know it sometimes. You're nursing somebody, somewhere, somehow. Today is your show to sit down, relax, and get some comfort, because the mission within the mission, the meat and potatoes of the show today is comfort, ready for enhancement, ready to get your comfort on, because today's podcast is the Podcast Hug Machine, inspired by Dr. Temple Grandin. And if you don't know this positive, powerful, universal force, you're going to know about her today. Temple is a powerful temple in the universe. And if you haven't seen her movie, you should, because that movie is incredible. In fact, it doesn't even do her justice. You got to see one of her amazing, powerful, positive YouTubes that she's got out. And I suggest the one dated in November 2013. Amazing, amazing, amazing. If you're a nursing student, go watch one of her YouTubes. She's amazing. She even made a machine that gives cows hugs and calms cows down. If somebody can calm a cow down, you know that she has inspired me to make a podcast that can give nursing students who's been traumatized by the nursing students, by their nursing teachers, to calm them down with this podcast hug. This little podcast hug. You see, hugging you. I'm hugging you with this podcast to comfort you. Did you know that the hug, when you look up the definition of a hug, it means comfort, to comfort someone? And I think in the lab, if any of you nursing thug teachers are listening, because I know not all nursing teachers are thugs, but some of them are. They are thugs. And in the whole definition of the word thug, some of you nursing teachers, you just, you know, secretly, we all know you're thugs. And gangsters, in the nursing term, gangster, this is the Urban Dictionary here for nursing teachers. You all know you're thugs. But listen, you need to get this in your teaching plan. Get in the skills lab, and you need to start teaching the nursing students how to give hugs, because that's an essential part of being a nurse. It's not the life-saving skills that we do as nurses. It's the little things. It's the little tiny things that we do in life in general. And hugs are an essential part of the human experience. And hugs, even when you give a hug to an animal, like my little dog here, she's sitting here in the studio with me. My board op was like, are you really going to have a newbie in there? I said, yes, I am. She needs to hear this. She's got her legs crossed, and she's looking at me. She's saying, this is an amazing show. I like that you. And she loves when I give her a hug. When you give a living creature, I don't care what living creature it is, if you give that animal a hug, you can feel the energy, the healing energy from a hug. And that needs to be done in nursing school, in the lab. Nursing students should be hugging each other and feel the healing powers of a hug. It's amazing. And with all the things that are going on in the world, they've got people out on the street corner with signs saying free hugs. Have we gotten to that level in the world, in society, where we've got to go out and start giving free hugs? There are people that are realizing the healing need in humanity, that hugs have to just be given out freely to show the healing need in humanity. that human contact is needed. So let me just give you a podcast hug here. Here it goes. See, a hug is silent. It's a connection. It's a connection. And Dr. Temple Grand knew that. And she saw that. She saw that intervention was needed. And she was a person that was, when she got overstimulated by human interaction, because sometimes you're overstimulated, especially in nursing school. It's overwhelming. It's stressful. You get an uneasy feeling of anxiety. You're oversensitized. And Dr. Temple Grand had this because of a lot of things that bothered her about society. She had a creative way of thinking. So when she was around other people, it gave her a sense of panic and a sense of anxiety. So the way that she needed to learn how to learn or react around other people in society and away from her home, or the way that where she felt a sense of security, she needed to develop a way to feel comfort. And she felt a sense of comfort when she looked at animals and cattle, and she saw this, and she saw that these animals needed that sense of disengaging from everything. When you gotta go someplace, you just gotta be quiet and be away from all things. I say this all the time. I say, excuse me, I need to go to my room. I need to go to my room, and I need to disappear. Leave me alone. I need to disappear. I tell my children this sometimes. I say, I'm disappearing, and I need to disappear. I have disappeared. Leave me alone. I need to disappear. I have that feeling a lot of times, and I say, I need to disappear. I'm disappearing. Leave me alone. And so Dr. Temple Grand developed this hug machine for these cattle when they were being lined up and getting their shots or they were getting an intervention. And she noticed when she made this machine for these cows, they had a sense of enclosure and a sense of a hug. And that hug brought them a sense of comfort. So I say to you nursing students, you need to get a hug. You need to get a hug. You need to learn how to give a hug properly. And you need to know how to do that because that's an intervention that you're going to be giving when you're out there in the real world. Hugs are important. And free. And there's something you're going to need. You're not going to know when you're going to be able to give one or how to give one. You don't just go around hugging people. A hug, it's a skill that you're going to learn how to give, when to give it, how to give it, where to give it, and why you're going to give it. It's something that will just come as you grow into this vocation of nursing. But it is an essential of your vocation. No other job is a requirement. And no other profession will you be required to learn how to give a hug or to be able to give a hug. That's why I'm saying you got to do this in nursing school. They're not going to teach you this in nursing school, but I think they need to start addressing this. If Dr. Temple Grand saw a need for this, for cattle, and it's working, and they're using this today, this hug machine, clip, clip, and it's calming the cattle down, and because when cattle are stressed before they kill the cattle to make the meat. I know a lot of people out there are vegetarians. They don't even have nothing to do with beef. But if you relax an animal, if you don't know nothing about kosher food, you need to look that up. I ain't got time to go into that. But that meat, there's a lot less toxins in it because that meat is prepared a certain way when the animal is taken down. Sorry, little puppy. No, you don't need to hear this. But when certain meat, kosher meat, it has less toxins in it because the animal is not stressed when it is taken down and made into prepared for food. But when cattle is taken down and prepared for food in this way, it's less stress because the toxins in it is not as stressed out as it used to be, and the animal is not all freaked out. And it's not so much that it knows it's taken in to be killed. It's because it didn't know where it was going, and it's freaking out. So then when it's put in this little hug machine and it's getting a hug right before it's being taken down to be made into hamburger meat, it's getting a little hug, like saying, thank you for your life. Thank you for giving us your cattle and your meat and everything. And it gets a little hug. And then it's stressed. It's not stressed. And it has a sense of peace and solace. And that just that little hug, Dr. Temple Grandin made for it, gives it a sense of peace right there. And everyone needs a sense of comfort and a sense of peace, and especially when you're in nursing school. And I will tell you, all you nursing students, if you haven't started smoking cigarettes during nursing school, if you haven't gained at least 10, 20 pounds because you're eating and eating and eating, or if you haven't started stressing out and started shopping and you haven't started screaming at people or whatever else, or you haven't just completely, if you're not going to bed all late at night and you've got your body surrounded with papers and laptops and gadgets and books piled high because you haven't showered in 3 days because you've been up so you can't think nothing else but studying and studying and studying. I tell you what you're doing, and give yourself a hug. Just take your arms around and give yourself a little hug, like that. And this is a podcast hug. Hug yourself. Calm down. And I just want to reflect just for a second here. Roseanne, this TV show, there's a TV show here in America called Roseanne. And in the TV show, I'll tell you what, one of the reasons why this show is so successful. Roseanne, on the TV show, there's a couch. It's one of the most popular scenes in the whole show. There's a couch. And on the back of the couch, there is a knitted blanket. And that knitted blanket is a subliminal message to just about everybody's family. That knitted blanket puts a subliminal message in me, too, because my granny used to knit those blankets. And everybody in my family had one of those knitted blankets on the back of their couch somewhere. And my mother right now has one of those knitted blankets. And I remember those knitted blankets on a cold day when I was sick and I was not feeling good. And my mama would take that blanket and put it around me. And when she put it around me, she would give me a hug. And it would feel like not only would I get a hug of comfort in my uncomfortable state, but I felt like I was getting a hug from my granny with her knitted blanket, my great-grandmother. And when I watch that Roseanne show, sometimes I just watch it because I like to look at that living room because it reminds me of West Side Rockford. Everybody had one of those knitted blankets over the back of their couch. And I remember that knitted blanket, and I remember those couches. Everybody in the neighborhood in West Side Rockford, one out of five houses, had a couch like that with a knitted blanket from their granny or their grandmother. Everybody knitted. Everybody's grandma knitted. And those blankets, they would give you a sense of comfort. And when someone had to put one of those around you, they had to wrap their arms around you and give you a hug and give you a sense of comfort, whether it was a mother or a grandmother. And that hug, I don't care how sick you were or how sad you were or if you were going to bed, that hug gave you a sense of comfort and a sense of quiet and sense of no stimuli. That was the word I was looking for, low stimuli. I don't care what kind of chaos is going on in your brain or what kind of anxiety is going on in your brain. Dr. Temple Grand will go through all kinds of chaos that people think they're having in their brain. When you go into a place of low stimuli and you can get a hug I don't care if it's from a machine you made or from a blankie your grandma knitted you. If you can get a hug from something, it will give you comfort. It will give you solace. It will give you comfort. It will give you a state of physical ease, of freedom from pain, and you will have a freedom of constraint. Even though you're getting that hug, and that hug kind of, you think that's going to be constraint, it's not. Because that just that tightness and then that release gives you a sense of solace. And you can study hugs all you want, but you nurses, I'm talking to you. The first time you release somebody from a hug on the floor when you're out there, you've been a nurse for a little bit, and you realize, oh my goodness, I just gave somebody a hug. I have no idea why I did it. It's like an out of body experience. You will just reach in a time of chaos to a loved one, to a patient, to another nurse, and everything will stop. And that moment of peace will come over everyone and everything. And you will realize the power of the energy of a human interaction from a hug. And you will realize all those life-saving interventions of the crash cart, of the ACLS you learn, and all of that, of saving lives and rushing them to the OR and all of that, that is not the cool nursing stuff you really care about. It's going to be the little hug that you gave your nursing friend in nursing school when she was crying and saying, I am not going to be a nurse. Nursing's not for me. I'm going to go be a CPA. I'm dropping out of nursing school, and I'm going to go be a CPA. I can't do this anymore. Nursing teachers are thugs. I'm not going to be a nurse. I can't do this. And you're going to go outside of the nursing class, and you're going to give her a hug. Everything's going to stop in that girl's brain or that guy's brain, and he or she is going to say, you know what? Thank you. I was just having a anxiety attack. We're going to go back into class, and I'm fine. I don't want to be a CPA. I do not want to crunch numbers for the rest of my life. And I'm going to throw this at you, you nursing people, you nurses, all of you people out there. Nursing is not just a science. It's an art. Nurses have to be creative. They have to have the creative mind. They have to be creative thinkers. You cannot just have a logical mind. That's why nurses and doctors are so different. They're very, very, very different. Either you're a nurse or you're a doctor. You can't be both, because nurses are creative artist people. They're very creative. And doctors are more of a logical brain thinker. That's why they work hand in hand together. And they work. That's why that pyramid works. You got the patient, you got the doctor, and you got the nurse. You got the nursing plan of care, you got the doctor's diagnosis, and the doctor's plan of care, and the nursing diagnosis, and then you have your patient. And that all works together. And everybody plays a role. And everybody has to be an active participant in the plan of care, or it doesn't work. The pyramid will collapse. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not the life-saving things that you do in nursing. It's the little things. It's the little, simple things you do. In comfort, ready for enhancement. And if you're a patient, make sure that's in your plan of care. Say, I'm going to need a hug sometime. And I'm going to need to give a hug, and I'm going to need to get a hug. And the nurse will look at you and say, what? Say, yes, because I need human interaction to heal. I'm going through, this is a very traumatic time in my life. And sometimes I'm going to need a hug. And then some people don't like to be touched. You know, it's fine. Some people don't like some stranger touching them. Some people do. But say, well, who do you want to hug you? And then put that in the plan of care. That is a legitimate part of your intervention. That can be part of your intervention as a nurse. Patient would like to get a hug, blah, 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 to relieve comfort and anxiety. So know that a hug can be an effective part intervention process for healing and to relieve discomfort. It sure can. You can be very creative with these plan of cares. And if you need to provide comfort, a hug is, I say, one of the number one interventions for comfort is a hug. And you know, nursing teachers, I am just giving you a hard time. You are not thugs. In fact, you nursing students today, I don't care how afraid you are of your nursing instructors, go up to them and you say thank you. And they'll look at you and say, excuse me, what? Why are you saying thank you? You need to go get back in your seat and say, no, I want to say thank you to you because I know today maybe I didn't do so well on this last exam, or maybe I failed my skills test twice and I have this one more time to take it. But I just want you to know, maybe not a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, I'm going to remember how hard you were on me, and I'm going to be so thankful that you were so hard on me in school, because there's going to be a day when I'm out there working in the hospital or in the nursing home or out on the street, or something's going to happen, and I know that you made me into a very strong, strong nurse who believed in myself when I thought that I wasn't going to make it through this. You need a thug nursing teacher, and you're going to be so thankful these nursing teachers were not wimps on you. You're going to be thankful. So you better thank these teachers, because some of these teachers, I don't even know where they are now. I know one's still teaching, but I don't know where they are now. A lot of them are retired. I mean, I've been out 30 years now, and I don't know where they are now. But I know I'm thankful. I am thankful for these nurses that were really hard on me. I mean, I had some tough, tough nurses, tough, tough nursing instructors. And they were not nice at all, because they know. And one of my nursing instructors said, I look at every single one of you students and I think to myself, would I let any of you touch me if I was sick? Would I let you put an IV in me? Would I let you give me my medication? Would I let you call for my orders? Would I let you? And she just went right on the class and asked. And your just little light bulbs would pop on your head and go, oh, would I want to take care of her in 10 years, 20 years from now? You'd be surprised. Someday that nursing instructor may be one of your patients. She may come into your ER. So just think about that. And that's how she's thinking when she's taking you down on the roll exam, going, she's not doing so well in my class. Yeah, that's what she's thinking. So I'm thankful for these thug nursing teachers. Thankful. I imagine them like looking like Mr. T when they're walking in there, real thug, mean look on their face, going, she's not going to make it. I'm going to try to make sure she don't make it. She don't make it, and she don't make it. Because you shouldn't make it. You shouldn't make it unless you're ready. So I just want to say that. Another thing I want to say is, you know what else you're going to hear a lot of that is discomforting, and you're not going to get a hug from these people? Is when you're out there precepting with these other nurses, because I know some of you people are getting ready to go out and precept, be your externship. And you hear these from these old school nurses. Or maybe these nurses only been out less than 2 years, because the 2-year mark is where you decide, maybe I don't want to be a nurse no more. Maybe I just want to sit home and let my husband go to work, and I'm not going to do nursing no more. You hear these nurses say, why do you want to be a nurse? Why did you pick nursing? Why do you want to be a nurse? Turn to them and you say, if you got to ask that question, why you ask them, why are they a nurse? Why are you a nurse? they shouldn't even be on the floor. If another nurse asks you, why do you want to be a nurse, you say, why are you a nurse? There should be no question in any nurse's mind why they are a nurse. And they should never ask another nurse why they are a nurse or why they are inspired to be a nurse. It is a calling, it is a duty, and it is an honor, and it is a privilege to be a nurse. Hold your head up high, and you go in there, and you do what is expected of you. And you give a hug. You give a hug when you need to. And you don't, you'll know. You just know. You know when it's right. Don't go around hugging people and being ridiculous. But you'll know. You know. The moment will come and you will know. You feel that. You feel the moment and you know. And if you don't know who Dr. Temple Grand is, her name is capital T-E-M-P-L-E, capital last name Grandin, capital G-R-A-N-D-I-N. And I'm not going to tell you anything about her except for the fact that you need to do some research on this powerful, positive, universal force that knows, is an expert on many, 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 many things. But one thing that I love about her is that she knows the power of a hug. And how to, if you even got to build yourself a machine to give you a hug, and to get out of all the stimuli that goes around in school, or you're overstimulated, get away from the stimuli. Because I know a lot of you nurses are brilliant minds. Brilliant minds. You're way out there. You're over the moon. And you're brilliant minds. And you're overstimulated. And you got to get away from there. And you got to get out of the stimuli. And you got to find a way to give yourself a hug, and you're going to need to do that when you're out there and you're got your jumped all the way in deep in nursing, and you got to find a way to get away from the solace and give yourself a hug. And you need to do some research on Dr. Temple Grand, because she's an incredibly creative thinker and innovator, and us nurses, we are that too. And you need to understand that this, we've got to reach out to each other and help each other through some of this stuff. So just know that this podcast here is a little hug from Nurse to Be, live for Ask Talk Radio. Your moment of solace has arrived. So take this little podcast hug and know Nurse to Be is going to be here for you nursing students, you inspiring nurses, you candy stripers, your CNAs. Learn about your plan of care. Get creative and know that nursing diagnoses are out there, and you've got to learn how to apply them easily and naturally and just through your head, just like that. So if you see discomfort out there, say it's with a friend or a relative, give them a hug. Give them a hug. If you don't know what to do, say, hey, here's your hug. You have just done a nursing intervention. But just a simple hug goes a long way. When it comes to comfort, readiness for enhancement, oh, they need a comfort, a hug. The definition of a hug is comfort. So this has been the B, live for Ask Talk Radio, unedited as always. Same with my promos. I don't even edit them. Just typed away. You can see it up there. If you're an English major, you probably don't like it, but that's all right. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for inspiring me, Dr. Temple Grand. I really, really admire you. And this has been the B, and we are buzzing out for today. And have a happy, 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 joy, joy day. And thank you all for listening. And this has been the B, Nurse the B, registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And Nurse the B has left the podcast. Hug, hug. And your homework today is give a hug. Give a hug. Get some human interaction and give a hug and bring some comfort to somebody. So that's been Nurse to Be Philosophies for Ask Talk Radio, and I'm buzzing out. Why is my board op looking at me like I got two more minutes? Do I have two more minutes or am I done? Hello? Are you waving at me? Why are you telling me I can keep talking? I can keep talking. She's not going to cut me off. The British lady's not going to cut me off. Okay. All right. What do you want me to do? Sing a song? You want me to sing a song? Okay. I'm not singing a song. You're the one that told me I'm not getting any elements. I'm not singing a song. Okay. I'm going to buzz this out. Okay. And we're going to buzz out live for Ask Talk Radio. This has been Nurse to Be Philosophy. Registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, happiness. And your homework today is go out and give some hugs. Okay, thank you. Buzz out. Buzz out.